nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
William James said, if you care enough for a result, you'll most certainly attain it. Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today are three guests who get results. Our first playmaker has the largest wholly owned corporate real estate services firm in North America, while our next two playmakers have been working to ignite a global movement to educate people about the value of healthy, intimate relationships. With us today is a CEO who annually completes over 2,400 commercial real estate transactions, totaling over $1.3 billion of annual transaction volume, while our next guests want to interrupt the downward cycle of poverty by strengthening relationships at home. These great playmakers are Bob Moore. Bob is CEO of Moore Partners, and Harville Hendricks and Helen LaKelly Hunt of Family Wellness Dallas. And we're going to begin today's show with Harville and Helen. For the past 4 years, Dr. Harville Hendricks and Dr. Helen LaKelly Hunt have been working to ignite a global movement to educate people about the value of healthy, intimate relationships through Family Wellness Dallas. And from that has come Safe Conversations, a unique program that offers prevention as well as remediation. Now, Harville Hendricks is a couples therapist with over 40 years of experience as a therapist, educator, clinical trainer, author, and lecturer. He and his wife, Helen LaKelly Hunt, co-created Imago Relationship Therapy, a therapy for couples now practiced by over 2,000 certified therapists in 30 countries. Helen has also been active within the women's movement, helping to catalyze and grow the area of women's philanthropy. Family Wellness Dallas believes relationship education programs strengthen the family by teaching people how to succeed in their unions. The goal of Family Wellness Dallas is simple: to interrupt the downward cycle of poverty by strengthening relationships at home, and we're going to find out more about that. Harville and Helen, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Great
Glad to be here.
Well, because Safe Conversations is so important, let's start with that. Where did you get the idea to develop and have Safe Conversations?
Well, I'll mention that it is an exciting life being married to Harville Hendricks. When I met him, he was a pastoral counselor here in Dallas. But in our deciding to marry, and a book came out in the late 1980s, Oprah read the book, had him on the show, and he became nationally famous and in time world famous. And we are excited about this Imago therapy, but also getting it reduced as education and disseminating it into the public broadly. And Safe Conversation is basically a very reduced form of Imago, but it's education, and it's something that everybody should know about.
Well, let's go more into depth about what they need to know about. Why did you develop this, and what do they learn from this workshop?
Well, most couples fight, or they withdraw from each other and live in silence, and only about 20% of the couples know how to actually engage each other and are satisfied. So what we have discovered in the 40 years that we've been engaged in this project is that conversation is actually the most dangerous things people do, but everybody engages in conversation. Very few people engage in a safe conversation, meaning that we trigger each other's feelings and emotions by what we say, how we look at them while we're talking, the way we roll our eyes, the way we hold our face, and so forth. And that we also have learned through these 40 years that if a conversation isn't safe, you have a lot of collateral damage. And one is to the relationship itself. The second is to your children, if you have any. And thirdly, we have learned in the past few years that stress and anxiety that comes from unsafe conversations actually impacts your physical and emotional health. So that to turn that around, to have a safe conversation means that you will not get a divorce, you won't engage in domestic violence, your children will function better in your family and in school, you'll have better emotional and physical health. And so consequently, it is kind of an acetaminophen that impacts our well-being in a variety of different ways. So we figure that's worth distributing, and we haven't known, as Helen said, about the power of this until about the past 15 years. We've been practicing dialogue for many years, but we didn't realize how powerful it was until about 15 years ago. So it had been confined to therapy and to research journals and to books. So we decided that in order, because it's so powerful, that we need to take it out of the clinic and insert it into the culture at large.
It's interesting. One of the children's phrases to Pete, take a piece of, is that words will never hurt me. Yeah. In reality, based on what you said, words do penetrate extremely deeply.
Well, the research on abuse is that verbal abuse and emotional abuse is more damaging and long-term impact than physical abuse. And that's a very interesting thing that's almost counterintuitive, that you'd think if you got hit in the face, that would be a longer memory. But the worst memory is to be told that you're a jerk or that you don't matter, that nobody loves you, or how could you do that? In other words, the negation of the self is way more damaging than simply having your body hit. That's no advocacy for hitting people. The whole point is to remove remove that kind of tension from the relationship.
The physical damage can go away in many cases, but that emotional damage is always there.
Resides in the heart.
Familywellness.org is a website, and there are a tremendous amount of great information on your website, including some videos. One of the things you mentioned, we talked about this before the show started, was relationships. Where do relationships fit in with what you do?
We love Alanis Morissette, and she actually has been trained in Imago therapy. She's an Imago educator. She heard about what we wanted to do in terms of disseminating this broadly in the culture, and she said, Harville, Helen, you know what your name should be? It should be Relationships First, that you all are about putting relationships first in the culture now that there's a new science of relationship. So basically, that's what we're about, and we've asked her to write a song, and we think for one, if not the June workshop, the one in Valentine's Day, we think she may be here, but is definitely going to write a song for us to sing.
You heard it first here, that is going to happen, tied in with Family Wellness Dallas and Safe Conversations. You mentioned the workshop. Talk about that workshop, Saturday, June 6th.
First, we are able to make it free, and anyone can come who wants their relationship to thrive. And I'll tell you, it's not just for you as a couple, if you're listening. It's for your children, because kids can go to school and have a good day functioning at school. But if they come home and there's tension in the family, we are really doing this for the whole family's sake. Harville has come up with the phrase that the healthy couple is the upstream prevention that prevents downriver cleanup. And I think that's the smartest thing in the world, and I'm just dedicating my life to get this upstream prevention out.
I think a big part of it, and we're hearing a lot more about it today because of the internet bullying that goes on in school too, and right. This is, in most cases, verbal. And yes. Kids have a difficult time with it. So my guess is, you correct me if I'm wrong, that what you are, you have a parallel program for children too.
Yes.
This is helping them deal with that verbal abuse they're getting from their friends in school or kids in school.
Well, the kids, in fact, have their own version of Safe Conversations because they're all in child care. And in child care, the child care workers don't just entertain them or play all day, but they actually teach them Safe Conversation. They also teach them about how the brain works and how the brain and Safe Conversation work, so that the impact on children is that they now have the same conversational structure that their parents do. So when they go home, they're both speaking a different but the same language.
And you asked what will happen when the couple comes or the family comes. They will laugh. There's a lot of joy and laughter.
Yeah.
Like with the kids, we had the child care providers, really, even without asking us, created little puppets of the lower brain and the upper brain, and we teach brain science to everyone that way. But there's an Harville on Oprah that's very scholarly. But in the workshops that we offer that we've charged money for, Harville is so funny. And so now this 7-hour workshop is the couples laugh, they hug, and they just are amazed at the end of 7 hours that conflict has turned to connection.
A couple of questions based on that. What is the cost for this workshop?
This workshop is free. That is, nobody is charged anything, and they also get lunch.
And where can they find out more about this? Where can they go?
On the website, safeconversations.org. The workshop will be at St. Philip's Academy. And we'll start about 8:30 in the morning, and we'll close out about 5:30 in the afternoon.
Should they miss that, will you have additional workshops coming up sometime in the future?
Yes, we'll have additional workshops in the future. So stay tuned through the website.
Well, you had one of the things I looked at from your website and from information I received is something called the Zero Negativity Pledge.
Yes.
What is that?
What is that? Well,
actually, I'm going to say that our marriage, we have been in love with each other for 35 years, but our marriage was really suffering at a time. And we actually, I dragged him to a marriage therapist. And we were such a bad couple, the marriage therapist fired us and called us the couple from hell. But we decided to try to get negativity out of our relationship. And when we did that, it transformed our relationship. And the zero negativity is a calendar process where every day you chart the negativity and it makes you conscious. But you want to say more about
that? Yeah. Well, yes, negativity is what erodes safety and therefore erodes intimacy. And most people think they can be negative and then have intimacy. And it doesn't work because when you're negative, it triggers your anxiety. And when you're anxious, you can't be close. You can be defended and protected, but not close. So as Helen said, now many years ago, now about 18 years ago, I mean, we discovered that the difficulty in our relationship was our negative attitude and tone, not so much that we were so different and differed with each other, but there was this tone thing. So we, through a variety of things that would take too long to say now, decided to simply zero negativity out. But it's not easy to do. And so Helen is so creative. She came up with this process called a calendar. And she sort of talked me into doing this, that every day we would check and see how did we do. And if our relationship got a negative, which was a put down, that is one of us put the other one down, like saying, what? Or where'd you get that? Or that's a dumb idea. And, you know, people do that and they don't even know that they're just spewing out a negation that the limbic system and the brain of your partner is hearing those things and creating a defense against it. So we have this calendar that Helen suggested, and she suggested really all the really great things that go on in Imago. And the day we get through without a put down, we put a smiley face on the calendar. And the day we get a put down, even if we just get one, we put a frowny face. So, and the frowny face then helps us know, then we go back and say, well, how did that happen? What did I do that made you feel that it was negative? Then it's a kind of educating ourselves to nuances as well as gross things that we do to scare each other. And so we found that once we got that down, our relationship dramatically changed, and the couple from hell has kind of become the couple from heaven.
And it's not what you say, it's how you say it, because you can actually deal with your problems. It's not about avoiding talking about controversial things, but you can say things in a way that your partner will be more likely to hear it, but they have to come to the workshop to hear that.
And what you've been hearing over the last few minutes is some of what you'll get from the workshop, too. So tell everybody the website they can go to find out more about this.
SafeConversations.org or FamilyWellnessDallas.org, and there's a registration form on both of those websites. And we look forward to having everybody there.
Well, Harville, thank you very much. Helen, thank you also very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. We had Dr. Harville Hendricks and Dr. Helen LaKelly-Hunt talking about Safe Conversations, safetopconversations.org, or FamilyWellnessDallas.org. Thank you very much for listening so far, but don't go away. We're going to talk real estate when we come back after the break. We're going to talk to Bob Moore of Moore Partners right after this.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at wokc.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
Bob Moore is the chairman and CEO of Moore Partners, the largest wholly owned corporate real estate services firm in North America. Moore Partners owns more than 20 offices with over 300 associates providing global corporate real estate services. Moore Partners is a unique leader in managing all aspects of commercial real estate portfolios for corporate clients. Moore provides web-based software, strategic planning, economic development assistance, construction management, lease administration, and financing in addition to full transaction and brokerage services. The firm annually completes over 2,400 commercial real estate transactions on behalf of corporations, totaling over $1.3 billion of annual transaction volume. Well, Bob, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, I got to start out with a little bit about your background in the firm. How does a Hoosier develop one of the largest exclusive tenant-only real estate advisory firms?
Well, we're a national firm, so our corporate office is based here. But I grew up in, as you said, in Indianapolis and Hoosier and went to Indiana University. So ended up working for a large billion-dollar firm in Massachusetts when I got out of college, and they transferred me back to Indiana, and there got my MBA and made a career move after 4 or 5 years to come down here in real estate business in 1984.
So it's been over 30 years.
That I've been in Dallas and in the commercial real estate business.
What got you into commercial real estate?
You know, I looked at a number of businesses as part of going through your MBA process, if you will, and I enjoyed the entrepreneurial aspects of it, and Dallas back then was booming. Of course, little did I know it was about ready to be on its heels. And
1 or 2 years later, I guess.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Yeah, the folks I went to work with were out of business 2.5 or so years later.
How long ago did you start the business?
Moore Partners was started in 1986. So 29 years or so. Almost.
Now, you are a tenant-only real estate advisory firm. Why did you move in that direction?
Yeah, we years ago saw that there was a real need. Boy, you go back almost 30 years. Most people were represented by one firm that did everything, and it became apparent that folks not only wanted someone to represent them. Many people will say they've got an advisory group, but it's real hard to represent them while you're also representing the landlord or calling on the same guy in the afternoon. So we thought it was a unique opportunity and something that clients really enjoyed. And not just in one city, or Dallas or in Indiana, but all throughout North America.
Well, you started here in Dallas. When did you begin broadening out? When did you begin going into other cities around the country?
You know, I would say in 1990, 92, clients actually asked us to represent them in other cities and states, and that's frankly how we started to begin with. And they took us there, and then we grew. And then our culture was to be entrepreneurial, both at our corporate office as well as the offices we've added and the professionals we've added over many years. So it just grew by client demand more than anything.
Well, you're obviously providing good service, or they wouldn't have made had the demand on you. But what makes your business stand out?
I think our business stands out because we have always felt that unlike the standard commission model, a lot of our folks are salaried corporate staff that are paid much like corporate America is paid. If you go to the bank, that person's probably paid a salary and a bonus based on performance. Corporate America would like to see folks representing them on that basis versus someone where it's more so the more you more the client pays, the more the provider makes. And so we collect those same fees, but the people working on that business or a big bulk of our client requirements are compensated a little differently. And the other part of it is not doing it, as I said, in one city, but doing it across a breadth of managing a company's portfolio. We're not just talking about one or two. In some cases, we may be clients that have 700 or 800 locations, and they're really looking for us to be an extension of their own real estate group, if not act as their outsourced real estate provider.
As you mentioned before the show started, you're almost a department of that company. But as you were talking about your employees, it seems like it takes a special person to do what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a lifestyle. And you have to be driven to please or provide for others, but also you have to be great financially, but also listen to your client. And because many of those folks change every day, they're either growing or cutting back. And we believe that those folks that are kind of really good at what they do tend to focus on one thing, and that's exactly what More Partners does.
These people that you have taking care of your clients must spend a tremendous amount of time learning about the company that they're taking care of.
We almost become an extension of their group, and what I mean by that is we're explaining real estate to them. They're practically training us on their business, teaching us the idiosyncrasies not only of their industry, but how they operate internally.
So you have a specialist working with that company, knows everything about them.
And sometimes they're even on site at that client's office. So they may answer the phone, you know, Pete Smith, but they're actually a More Partner employee that is there managing that entire portfolio.
Well, you've been in the business for over 30 years. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Have you had any specific playmaking moves that was able to make More Partners successful?
You know, I think our decision to expand globally and in North America, I think that was an excellent move. I will tell you, it's when I started as a commercial real estate provider or broker in some cases, it's not easy sometimes to go from that to running a company and growing an organization, putting COOs and presidents and an advisory board in place. Those were important. And I think it was particularly helpful to us is that I tried to treat it like a public company, not only for shareholders, but for our own employees by employing advisory board members for many years that have assisted us and who we kind of report to for guidance as well as for leadership, thereby where our president reports and they can have good communication not only with them but the rest of our employees.
Speaking with Bob Moore, Bob is the chairman of More Partners, and their website is More, M-O-H-R, morepartners.com. You've been in business for a number of years. You started just before a major crash in the middle 80s. What have been some of the hard lessons that you had to learn in running your business?
You know, I think the managing the people, managing the growth, that was a tough lesson. Trying to remember that as we're our client's advocate, we still also have to have a great relationship with the landlords and the people on the other side of the fence. We're all in the same business together. We have a job to do. And many clients may say, I want every doggone nickel, but they also, of that negotiation, but they also have to live there every day and want to have a great relationship on a long-term basis with that new landlord or on buildings they may buy, even that, their neighbors. It's one thing to go out and try to represent someone, but we don't want to draw blood. We want to do it professionally, and we want to do it so that everybody is pleased with the transaction and the ongoing relationship down the road.
And thinking about what your people do, it reminds me of almost being the director and producer of a movie. They're the central person that's putting all this into motion. They have to have all those little pieces falling together.
That's right.
It goes back to your people. It takes an exceptional person to be logistically handle all those things.
Well, and it's helpful when they can specialize where one person doesn't have to do it all. In many industries, someone goes out, he's going out picking up a client, showing space, negotiating the agreement. We have a complete lease administration department that manages, is responsible for over 250 million square feet of client locations. We may pay their bills for them. We may be involved in negotiating agreements, providing economic incentives, but also have another team of professionals that's there to assist them, whether they are relocating or either remodeling their existing space. So it's a one-stop shop to manage that entire process.
I'm going to switch gears here. I want to ask you another question. You were talking just before the show started about some sports you're involved in. So apparently there's not enough risk in your business. You have to take some of the risk with what you do, both in snowboarding and high marking and snowmobiling. I had never heard of that before. So tell us what high marking is.
Yeah, it's snowmobiling, but special machines that have larger blades and primarily for when you're going in deep powder off trail. And you're going usually in 6 to 8 feet or more of powder, and you oscillate on top of the snow. So to turn the machine without any traction, you have to jump on one side or lean on the other or pull it either way. And sometimes it's fun to get racing as fast as you can, dart up a mountain, trying to take in the snow, the rocks, and whoever then marks the highest on the snow or gets to the highest without tumbling down wins. It's a fun sport. I got involved with snowboarding as well 15 or 16 years ago with my son, and all of our family, including my wife, are snowboarders now. We enjoy the mountains quite a bit. So yeah, that's kind of a fun sport. I'm probably getting a little too old for it, and I should be a little more careful. But I'll probably calm down one of these days, but not anytime soon.
Well, you mentioned fun. I would think the snowboarding is a little easier than the high marking. How dangerous is that?
I'm not specific, but I think there are probably 50 to 60 deaths due to avalanche each year in North America. But you have to make sure you can read the snow and have an avalanche pack. And it's outdoors, and it's sometimes there's no cell service. There's no anybody else to look to. And you certainly don't go without people that know what they're doing and partners.
Well, going back to your business, you've been in business for over 30 years. You're doing $1.3 billion of annual transaction volume. If you were to share some pointers to entrepreneurs or business owners, what would they be that you've learned over the last 30 years?
You know, I think they, first and foremost, I think anybody can almost be successful if they work hard at it, if they're devoted to it. And then I think they have to enjoy the journey. It's not coming in and going to hit it out of the park the first day, but they have to enjoy the process, and it's a lifestyle. It's sometimes not 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 for that matter, but you carry it with you or weekends, and you have to be willing to accept that, I think, as an entrepreneur. And fear of failure is good, but you can't also be afraid to get your take a step back when you don't win or when you're not in a positive situation with clients, or when you the easiest way to say it is when you maybe don't win the business.
Well, let's, in the last minute or so, let's talk about giving back, because I know one of the groups that you work with we had in the show, and that was Jonathan's Place. Talk about what you do with your people in terms of giving back to the community.
You know, we have a charity committee and have given money, dollars, but also resources to these some of these organizations. Most recently, we've worked with Jonathan's Place, which is a home for abused and battered children. And we've been very involved to the extent that not only are we giving those financial resources, but our employees can actually each month go and take half a day or a day off. We are allowed to wear jeans that day and the More Partner Jonathan shirt, and actually go and interact with the kids on their campus. And many times we'll have them up for Christmas parties and other events in our own offices. So I think some of our people have really developed a closeness with the kids and the real mission that they're trying to accomplish, which is unbelievable.
Giving back and successful too. Bob, tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of you or find you on the internet.
Yeah, it's morepartners.com, bob@morepartners.com, and our phone number is 972-239-0394. If they need any real estate advice or counsel with regard to acquisition or sale or a lease, any of the other items or kind of services we mentioned.
And you can find that again on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Bob Moore, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Not at all. It's my pleasure.
Bob Moore, Chairman and CEO of Moore Partners. This has been a terrific show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been great having our guests on the show. Join us at playmakerstalkshow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's playmakerstalkshow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Who will Steve be interviewing next? Find out on Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein every Friday afternoon at 3 on 770 KAAM. Hear this interview again by going to Steve's website, playmakerstalkshow.com.